This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
We're rolling to hour number two. Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. We all know the game isn't over till it's over, so next time your car breaks down, don't call it quits. Head to eBay Motors. They have 122 million parts. Take your car into overtime, Bart Scott. Get the right parts at the right prices. ebaymotors.com.
That's right.
That's right. We are counted down, and like we're really just lighting this.
Oh, do we get the candies? Do you got the calendar? Oh, I didn't get the calendar candy.
Excuse me?
Huh?
The calendar candy down to Christmas. You know, you do it like
the advent calendar, yeah. Where you go with each day and you take a piece of chocolate.
That's off my favorite movie, Bad Santa. Oh, that's a classic. Damn.
What?
I was about to say we should have did a bracket about Christmas
movies.
Because Bad Santa up there.
We could do it.
They sleep. No,
we can't do it next week.
No.
We can do it. Nope. Well, we can't.
Meh.
What about when we come? No, meh. We're not coming back. Oh, well. Sorry, rest of the country. You won't get to hear it. But maybe next year we'll do it in New York.
Yeah.
We could always have fun with it there. That's a shame. 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776. We'll get back to your calls, of course. But today, for those, you know, who are just joining us, or, of course, if you've already heard the news, it was sad news. Mississippi State football coach Mike Leach passed away at the age of 61 today. The school announced it today. We had obviously known the last 2 days or yesterday, I think it was when the news broke that he was having issues after a heart attack. Now, his team is still supposed to play in one of the bowl games. We'll see where that goes. But Mike Leach is somebody that is known as obviously in the football world is one of the certainly was somebody that brought the air raid offensive system and had it for where it was
that would make him a trailblazer,
turning out quarterback after quarterback, and it was such an offense that Cliff Kingsbury, Lincoln Riley, you know, these are all coaches off his tree. And we saw it go from college football into the NFL, where a lot of teams started saying, you know, I kind of like the way this offense looks, and more teams tried to do it.
Yeah.
It's not easy, of course, to do, but still. So you know him, obviously, as a football coach. On our show, we know him as not just a football coach, but as a
walking soundbite.
Yeah, a hilarious personality who never took himself too seriously. Never took a interview seriously. At the podium, sometimes it was a show. So we thought, as we were trying to talk about what's the best way for us to honor the memory of Mike Leach, I think the best way to do it is the way we always honored him. In audio files, as sort of memories of some of the best sound bites that he gave us, the moments where he, I think, enjoyed the most, where it's the give and take with media. It's just the fun that he brought to a sport that he also took extremely seriously. So let's do that. He would be in our Hall of Fame if we had a Audiophiles Hall of Fame. Let's put him in the Ring of Honor today. And remember, Mike Leach in Audiophiles.
The Audiophile. The Audiophile.
So, you know, college football teams or colleges themselves, they have mascots. And they're kind of like goofy and funny and whatever. But Mike Leach, talking about the Pac-12 when he was coach at Washington State, decided to take it a little bit further one time when he just decided, I don't think he was asked about it, just decided to start breaking down the different mascots of the Pac-12 and what their powers were.
The Trojan, does he have a horse or is he on foot? Does he have a bow and arrow or just his sword? The Bruin, definitely formidable. Another bear up there at Cal. The tree, I imagine that tree's going to get chopped down. Unless we're going to go with a bird and somebody might get pecked or something. I don't know. The duck might lose interest and just fly away and get out of there, which may be good advice under the circumstances. The husky, no chance. The beaver, well, we'll see how long that beaver can hold its breath. The ute, again, we're back to, is he on horseback? Does he have a bow and arrow? Did he trade for a rifle? I mean, you know, Because if that Ute's got a rifle, there's some definite problems. You know, you'd have to get one of those Harry Potter activists to read up on how you kill a sun devil, because there's a lot of outside stuff there.
I mean, I guess the Cougar wins, right? Washington State Cougars.
Right.
When you consider all the different matchups you could possibly have, unless, of course, the Ute.
You got a rifle.
Had a rifle, the Trojan with the sword, you know, maybe they have a chance.
Long-range weapons, yeah.
Yeah.
But the Cougar is stealth, like, and can sneak up.
It's the fact that he just went there and decided to break down each one and did so as if he had already planned it. Just part of, again,
off the top.
What was just fun about Mike Leach. How about, though, this? Don't dare be late for one of his press conferences.
Yeah, have you decided who your quarterback is, starting quarterback is going to be this coming week?
Well, my. I wasn't 40 minutes late. It sounds like you may have been 40 minutes late. That was the first question I answered in this press conference.
I've been listening, trying to listen very carefully. Did you announce who your quarterback is going to be?
Yes, I did. The very first question in the press conference, and you can go back and review it on the computer.
Yeah. Yeah, if you was listening closely, you would have heard that I answered that. So that's a you problem.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to answer it again. So you better either ask one of your colleagues, or you better go back and listen to the whole damn thing over and rewind it to the front.
And this, see, so part of it was comedy, and part of it was also like, like, I started this press conference, where were you?
Yeah.
You know, as simple as that. And it sounded like that was a whole Zoom thing from, you know, how that was all going on, conference calls like they used to do them. All right, and last but not least, as we are in audio files honoring the memory of Mike Leach, and the only way that we think we know how, which is some of the best sound bites he ever gave us, because he was a regular on audio files throughout the years with us. Remember when he went into candy, the Halloween candy? Yeah, and
candy corns.
You know, all that. Yeah, let's hear him break that down.
We talked about on the broadcast how you hate candy corn. What's your favorite Halloween
candy corn? I mean, I completely hate candy corn. When I was a kid, well, gummy bears, let's see. Gummy bears for sure.
Sour or regular?
The Haribo. It's got to be the Haribo ones. And then the other thing I like is when they used to have the sprees in a box. Outstanding. You have to go to the dollar store to find it, but I do. And then the latest, you know, there's still candy innovation, although a while back I found that Europe had better candy than we did overall because they have gummy everything. And then, you know, they have those Nerds clusters, which is new.
With the gummy.
Yeah, which is good. The Nerds clusters is good. And then if you go chocolate, probably Almond Joy.
Love it. Hopefully you'll get some of that next week.
Yeah, we'll see.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, thank you.
This, mind you, was a walk-off interview.
He was like, yeah, I gotta go.
He is coaching a game.
I could agree with him more, though. Candy corn is trash.
Candy corn is just...
Well, I'm not a big Almond Joy fan.
It's all right.
It's like coconut. Who wants to eat coconut?
Well, sometimes you feel like a nut and sometimes you don't.
Ah, that's Almond Joy and what else the other? Mounds.
Yeah.
They're the same. Both red, one's blue. Mm-hmm. Nothing beats a Reese's Cup.
Yeah, no, it's me, Reese's.
Maybe a Hershey.
Did he bring up Reese's? Because I didn't hear Reese's come into the conversation at all.
Hershey Kiss is outstanding. Like, with the almond.
Yeah, that's like, you know, quick to the point. Just
although that candy I brought you last week,
that stuff was ridiculous.
That's foreign to his point.
Yeah,
Europe has
they
the
just
best candy.
Do everything better in Europe when it comes to candy products.
Well, they make sure that they don't put Riboflavin and Red Dye 88 and
it's
yellow
actual chocolate.
Yeah, it's actual ingredients.
Yeah, they have like skilled chocolateers who make it with chocolate.
They ain't got preservatives that make your chocolate last for 14 months.
You can leave it on the shelf.
It won't digest. It's just sitting in my tum tum.
So again, that's audio files.
Oh, rest
honoring
in power. Rest in power.
Yeah, Mike Leach. SEC Network, by the way, is going to televise Remembering Mike Leach at 2 p.m. Eastern. It's an hour-long tribute show paying homage to the college football icon. The show will also stream live on the ESPN app and will be simulcast on SiriusXM channel 374 for those who are certainly interested in that. But, it, you know, again, it's just for us to talk about. I mean, there's a lot of things we could say, a lot of things that have already been said about a guy that didn't play college football, played rugby, but you know has a law degree, and yet loved football and was an innovator. Loved to see like the game open up and become more of a high scoring, high flying kind of game. And everywhere he went, he had an impact on players, but also just on wherever he was, as his personality, which we wanted to show you here.
Well, I think that kind of I think that Vince Lombardi was a school teacher, right? And I don't know if he had a big background. And sometimes some of the greatest innovators are people that don't have a background or a system in which they learned in. And so now he kind of made up the air raid system probably by himself, right? So it's been very few innovators. You think about Buddy Ryan and creation of the 46 defense. Mm-hmm. You think about Bill Walsh and what he did with the West Coast offense.
Right.
It's only been a couple of people to kind of revolutionize, certain aspects of the game. If you let Mike Westhoff get on, he revolutionized all football, but mainly special teams.
Special teams for sure. All right, 888-8-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We'll get back to your calls. Also, the conversation about the Patriots. And really, you heard Herm feels like they could still be a playoff team. Yeah, you've given that to side eye. And we'll discuss certainly that coming up as well. We also have some more of the Christmas songs to get to as we get to the second round now of our bracket. We'll play a couple more songs for you to vote on. But first, let me tell you about LinkedIn, because these days, every new potential hire can feel like a high-stakes wager for your small business. You want to be 100% certain that you have access to the best qualified candidates available, and that's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs helps find the right people for your team faster and for free. Creating a free job post on LinkedIn Jobs is simple. It's easy. It takes just minutes, and then add your job in the purple hashtag hiring frame to your LinkedIn profile to spread the word that you're hiring. Simple tools like screening questions make it easy to focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience so you can quickly prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the qualified candidates you want to talk to faster. Post your job for free at LinkedIn.com/Bart. That's LinkedIn.com/Bart. Post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. All right, Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. So let's get into the second round now of Tuesday's Christmas Song Challenge extravaganza presented by no one yet. So the first two that we have right now on at Bart Hunt on Twitter for you to vote on, Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You versus Elvis's Blue Christmas. So now we move on to a 4 versus 13 matchup. The last of the three fours that were part of the first round bye. This song is one of those, again, when you hear it, there's only one thing you think of. It's a classic. Not everybody knows who it is singing it. Not a very famous person, but the song certainly is. It's Donny Hathaway.
Oh. Oh, damn. Oh, it just feels so good, Alan.
Doesn't it, though?
Santa, I'm on a naughty list, but please, I'll be good next year. Oh, man, come on.
Isn't it that right?
Man, come on,
What
are we talking about, man?
So there's that song, which, I mean, to me.
Come on, man.
Right?
Like, damn.
That's a Christmas song.
Damn.
Versus, though, another classic by a legend, Otis Redding. This is Merry Christmas, Baby. Advanced Yesterday. It's a good song, man. It beat U2's Baby Please Come Home.
This is a tough matchup, man.
Right? It's not an easy match. No.
But come on, man.
But I do think Donny Hathaway.
That's the number one seed, man. Like, everybody know that voice.
Yeah.
Everybody know that song,
that's
man.
That's why he got a bye, just like Mariah Carey got a bye into the second round. So, again, at Bart and Hahn, where you can vote. And see what songs move on. We still have four more matchups to get to throughout the rest of the show. All right, we have your calls at 888-SAY-ESPN. Let's go to Mike in Plainview. What's up, Mike?
Too early for Christmas music. You got to wait until the 23rd.
It's 2 weeks, man. You Grinch.
Out of your mind.
So New York and Sac shouldn't light up the wall until they shouldn't turn the lights on.
The tree.
To 2 days.
No.
Here's the thing. I was just over there the other day having a drink over at the DoubleTree. Anyway, you know the Patriots are not having the greatest year. Okay, and you know, people are spoiled. They won 6 Super Bowls, and they won last night. It wasn't pretty, not by any stretch.
Nope.
But it's a win. Yeah. And I tune up. I work noon 8:30, and I tune into the Boston TV station, which is a mistake. They're all over the Patriots.
That's state TV.
That's Boston. They're all over their team. I mean, they won the game. They're still in the playoff hunt. Give these guys a break.
So they're being critical up in Boston about it, even though they won the game?
Because it looks bad, and it's bad.
I wouldn't waste my time. I wouldn't recommend Zolak and Bertrand, that radio, that TV show, to anybody.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, Mike. I mean, you're right.
Well, just tune in to us, baby. Yeah, we need.
No doubt. Thank you, Mike. Although we disagree about the Christmas music thing. But,
I mean,
you heard even Herm said it. That offense, he's like, that's the way they want to play, but it's not going to get you far.
it's like they try to be old school, like check down Charlie.
Well, so, it's like they don't trust Mac Jones. Now, here's the thing. Do they not trust Mac Jones? He's expressing his frustration to the sideline about some of the play calling and the decision making and all that stuff. Listen to Keyshawn this morning talking about Mac Jones and what he really is.
The quarterback isn't that good, man. The first things people want to tell you is, oh, he's a Pro Bowl quarterback. Come on, man. Let's be honest with each other. It wasn't like Mac Jones
was all pro or something.
All pro or the third guy on the list behind Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson. Good for him. But I'm not going to allow people to sell me on he was some fantastic rookie quarterback and he broke all these records. The dude didn't even push the ball down the field, really. A lot of his passes was at the line of scrimmage or slightly above the line of scrimmage last year. Yes, he had a high completion percentage rate and he did what they asked him to do. And that's what he's doing this year, except they're not getting the necessary points that they were getting a year ago. That's the reality of it. And I know it's hard for people to understand or hear or want to swallow, but Mac Jones is just a guy, man.
No, I mean, I don't think anybody would argue with that, right?
Well,
nobody's arguing that Mac Jones is like a star.
No. Last year, people lost their damn mind.
Yeah, they thought they found their guy.
Remember what I was saying? Like, hold up, bro.
I know.
Like,
they thought they found their guy, and now there's sort of this. Well, wait, we just saw what's his face?
Bailey Zappi
come in and kind of show you what he like. It's like, all right, maybe this is just an offense that is so simple.
They're on a treadmill,
are they?
And they
mediocrity.
They are becoming the Jets. They are becoming the Buffalo Bills. They are becoming the Miami Dolphins. When Dan Marino left, when Jim Kelly left, when Joe Namath left, it's a hard road to, especially when it's the same regime.
Mm.
It's a hard road, you know, when you're trying to replace a generational legendary quarterback.
Yeah.
It is a hard road, and it takes a long time before you find the answer. Now, there's been a couple of outliers.
The Bills have found their answer,
right,
but no one else has.
Yeah, it only took 20 years or 30 years.
Talk
about the outliers has been Green Bay. The outliers have been, you know, San Francisco and the Colts. Peyton to Luck, Favre to Rodgers, Montana to Young.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of that, football always makes you humble you back and humble fan bases. So all these kids that caught the last Super Bowl for the Patriots and now you hooked, good luck. It's going to be a long-ass career of you rooting for your team because you love what they did first. And you're going to bring your kids into it and all that stuff.
Oh,
and
man.
Josh Allen's going to be around for 20 years.
Imagine that. Like you're a kid. You're talking about your father's Patriots. like that's what it becomes, right? It becomes like, yeah, well, my dad's Patriots. Yeah, well, what about yours?
Because
that's really what life as a Jets fan. When I became a Jets fan, Richard Todd was the quarterback.
Yeah,
and I had gotten a Richard Todd jersey. Now remember, Richard Todd went to Alabama, just like Joe Namath.
Yeah,
he was Joe Namath's backup at the very end when Namath had finally retired, and it was time for him to now succeed. And you thought, okay, well, this is the next guy.
Yeah, just no problem.
And so it's like, okay, it's Richard Todd, and oh boy,
good luck.
All I needed was one mud bowl to know that was not the guy.
All those miracles that Brady did over the years, always finding a way to win, cycle time. Yeah.
So you're looking at Mac Jones.
Mad cheese.
That's right. Angry cheese. You look at Mac Jones and you're just seeing a guy that might be, he's animated. Like he gets emotional and you can see that he cares. But when it comes to his talent, you're saying, He's not gonna be elite like that. That's what you're saying.
It forces for him to have elite numbers.
Yeah,
you got to have an elite general manager that's going to put a good team around.
Talent.
Him. Listen, Trent Brown, made a lot of money because of what he did that one year with the Patriots. Left and went to the Raiders. Sucked. They brought him back. Thought they were getting something. This dude can't. He jumps off sides. This dude misses twist games. This dude got full and hung. He got full and he is playing like he retired 2 years ago.
Mm.
So they don't have a great offensive line. They have average weapons at best on the outside. What they have is Stevenson in a good running game. They don't have a good, you know, the tight ends are average, even though they were brought in and paid to be great. Hunter Henry was brought in to be great. Jonnu Smith was brought in to try and be that. Gronkowski, Hernandez, it hasn't materialized. They have a great defense because they're so well coached and so disciplined, led by Judon. But it's going to be a long decade because this ain't it, and it's going to take them 4 years to figure out that it's it, and then they're going to try another guy that doesn't get out of that guy's
Bill is going to move on, right? Eventually Belichick moves on. So, you could argue, too, there was a time where Bill had a all-star coaching staff.
Yeah.
Don't know if that's existing here.
Oh, you're saying Joe Judge, you know, those guys that he have on his staff had an opportunity to run their own show.
Yeah.
And they ran back home to daddy.
Yeah. Before there were people who left Belichick and then became successful coaches.
Bill O'Brien, Charlie Weiss. Like, he can.
I mean, I guess Mangini didn't become a successful coach, but he still became a head coach.
Well, he had him 97.
Yeah. He became a coach.
He wasn't a failure. He wasn't a failure. But right. Now you got Josh McDaniels, all the guys.
Second time he is struggling.
But all the guys have left.
Yeah, so Patricia didn't work out.
So now when you replace somebody, you're not replacing with somebody, the depth is gone.
Yes.
Right? So they have no depth of talent, young coaches that they can put in the pipeline. You know, Patricia's a retread. Like outside of Mayo,
mm-hmm.
outside of Mayo, they don't have any young guys that's been right. sitting around for a while mm-hmm. waiting for an opportunity, and it's a brilliant mind and learned yeah. it. You know, no Brian Flores left. No, they have nobody. It's thin now. It's diluted.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's so great to watch. It's so great to watch.
Well, because for two decades, they were just the evil empire. They were
and I think for two decades, they're going to suck. Because they may not suck, but they won't be good enough
to do
anything.
Well, once again, like I said, at some point, Bill Belichick is going to walk away at some point.
Then it's really going to get bad.
And then your standard's gone. No matter who comes in and says, I'm going to keep the same. It doesn't happen.
That's a hell of a shadow to have to live underneath.
Big shoes, no doubt about it.
Because no matter what you do, it would never be what he did.
That's right. 8-8, and nobody will look at it that way.
It's like trying to replace Bear Bryant. It took Nick Saban to come along, and that rarely happens.
And how many years later it took that as well? All right, coming up, we have your calls at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Also, do a little blitz or prevent. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, and on the ESPN app.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Hahn.
Sky is the limit, that's Tony. You keep on, just keep on pressing on. Sky is the limit. You
get Bart and Hahn.
What you want, be
coming
what you
to you
want,
live from the Seaport. Oh. Brought to you by Grey Goose.
I was lame. I went up.
When we go back to just being in New York, are we allowed to drink during the show? Grey Goose. Every time I read that, I'm like, yeah, that sounds good right now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, we're doing this Patron and Grey Goose, and ain't nobody sent us no product.
That'd be nice.
You know what I'm saying?
Sample. Just so I know.
And then, listen,
I'd like to know like how smooth it is.
Even though we're not on TV, we should have people, we should have a bartender in there shaking us up, doing, you know what I'm saying, important.
I like that.
All we should hear.
It's afternoon.
Because it's what they can prove, it's not what they know.
Yeah.
So they can hear us talking about drinking, but until they have video evidence,
no idea.
Who cares?
Yeah.
That's all they should hear in the back.
It's all an act. It's all an act. We were just pretending.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hiccup.
Airship.
This is Bart now presented by Progressive.
8.8.
Progressive
when
Insurance.
He was walking.
All right, we've got your calls. We'll get back to them. In the meantime, let's play it a little blitz or prevent.
Here we go.
This is Blitz.
Blitz is coming. Sack. Fumble.
Or prevent.
God, what a catch.
All right, you know by now how this game is played. Give you a couple of statements. Bart Scott will decide if he wants to blitz that or if it's like, no, it's a waste of my time. I'm going to prevent that. Walk away.
Yeah.
Walk away. I wanted, you know what, since we're doing the Christmas song extravaganza, I want to use one of the tweets we got as a blitz or prevent if you'd like.
Sure.
So Rusty, Jared, it's at Jared WD40.
That name says it all.
Lubrication.
He's got rheumatoid arthritis.
He said the Hathaway Christmas song sucks. All caps.
Yeah, we're going to have to deport him. You can't even be an American.
I think we should. He shouldn't be a listener anymore.
Yeah, you're dead to us. Jam his signal.
Jam his signal. Not allowed to listen.
We're going to put him on that list. We only got one person on that list right now.
Guys from Jersey, too.
We only got one person on that list. We might have two now.
Mm-hmm. All right. Sorry.
He lost his damn mind. One, you can't talk about the vocals on point.
Oh, my God.
Then this song has been used on so many damn movies that it's ridiculous. Like, stop.
It's a classic. I mean, you could say I don't like it as much as the other song or something.
Man, it got a buy for a reason.
But if you're going to tell me that it sucks, then I have to question your ability to listen. And if you're saying that you can't hear that song, then you can't hear what we're doing.
Yeah, he must love bluegrass. Yeah. What's the thing with the big horn?
All right. Let's get into some real topics on Blitzer Preview.
Yeah, we just lost all our bluegrass listeners.
Exactly, we did.
All four of them.
Bing, 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 bing. Bart Scott, Blitzer Prevent. The 49ers are better off with Brock Purdy instead of Jimmy G.
I'm blitz this, but I'm gonna put it incomplete. I have to see a body of work because before it was no expectations. Now it is expectations. Just like it was expectations for Jimmy G. Once they got Chris McCaffrey. You know, that's a lot. That's some real heavy disrespect, the fact that a man has over 75%, I believe, winning percentage. Yes, he can stay healthy, but to say that Brock Purdy gives him a better win, ability to win, yes, is he maybe younger? Maybe is he a little bit more athletic, a little bit more ambitious? He don't know what he don't know because he doesn't have the pain of throwing interceptions at big moments, so maybe he's not gun-shy. He's out there slinging it and feeling good because everything has worked out. But let's see how what happens with him when he hits
adversity.
A little adversity
yeah.
and guys adjust to what he does or don't do and how Kyle Shanahan is using him mm-hmm. and see if he's able to adjust to the adjustment and have some type of counter.
Because one thing we know about Jimmy G is that he has played in big games, right? Now, has he always performed well in those games? No, but he's played in big games. He's gotten this team to big games, so that's now what Brock Purdy has to prove here at the end of the season. All right, next Blitzer Prevent, Bart Scott. The Lions won't need to find a quarterback in the draft this year.
I don't think so.
Todd McShay's mock, by the way, his first mock is out.
Yeah, we should pull it up and we should break that down. I believe that, listen, Jared Goff has shown that he's pretty good with what they have. He doesn't cost that much. I think they have him on a contract for two more years. Why get rid of something that you have continuity with to start off with a rookie and you have to adjust the way you play? When you're able to play at a high level and open up the playbook, with all these weapons you have, the best offensive line, I don't think you want to waste that period of offensive line before guys are up for big contracts and you end up losing one or two. Much like, remember, the Tennessee Titans had Conklin and they start losing guys. They decided to keep Taylor Lewan. They went out and drafted Isaiah Wynn. Mm-hmm. Isaiah from Georgia, and he's not even in the league anymore. So, I think you have to take advantage of the fact that you should be the favorite in this division next year when you have
favorite.
A draft. Yeah, because they have a draft. They're already
well, they have the
right now.
They have the – remember, the Rams pick, and it's the – right now it's four.
Right.
And McShay has them taking C.J. Stroud.
I wouldn't do that.
From Ohio State, the quarterback.
I wouldn't do that. I mean, they need defense. They need the number one corner. They need a Sauce Gardner, or they need to go get a Will Anderson out there to go opposite of Hutchinson so they can have two of the best
pass rushing
guys.
He's got Will Anderson off the board to the Bears at three. Bears certainly need linebackers now. They got rid of two of them.
Yeah, but you better start protecting your damn quarterback because he's getting the hell beat out of him. So that may be the number one thing that you want. Mm. If some Mekhi Becton, Penei Sewell, takes shape, who's to say that they're not going to spend it for that?
Okay. We continue with Blitzer Prevent. Another one for you involving a quarterback. Baker Mayfield has found his next team, and it's the Rams.
No.
So you prevent. All right.
Yeah. No. I'm a blitz it.
Oh, okay.
But no. Like, I mean, I understand he had a great moment, but consider the opponent. I mean, you talking about self-imploding. the Raiders are maybe the worst organization
right
now.
Handed that game away. I know.
Yeah, just handing stuff away. All right. So, like, no, I'm not going to say all that. Right. I have to believe the film that I saw, with the Panthers early in the day. Am I supposed to just ignore that he's been kicked off two teams in the last 8 months?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and think that all of a sudden because
didn't end well in Cleveland at all.
To think that he had one good drive during that game and was able to win the game, that all of a sudden they found their answer. Nah.
Okay. Last but not least, Blitzer Prevent, Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio. Blitzer Prevent. This one, the Jets' Week 11 loss to the Patriots. That ugly, embarrassing walk off punt, whatever.
Yeah.
It will be the reason they don't make the playoffs.
I'll blitz that. I mean, it's very possible. When you think about, you know, the opportunity, if the Jets feel like they're the better team, and they feel like they're the better team, but it's just been inept quarterback play because you had the, you know, same quarterback for both of those games.
Right.
It could cost you an opportunity because you have the better team, you have better offense, you have just as good of a defense, but you know you didn't make the plays that you needed to, and
that's the game you'll circle games
twice.
That's the game you'll circle.
Twice.
Well, I'll give you the first one. That second one, though, you had that game. I mean, it's there. Opportunities were there to win that game, and you couldn't. Your defense did everything possible to win that game, and you lose it on a bad quarterback play, and then literally the special team snafu. Actually, there were two, I believe, special team snafus in that game by the Jets. All right, so you'll look back at Week 11 and say that's the game that cost you.
Yep.
All right, that's Blitzer Prevent. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Back to the calls, we'll go. Remember, it is a buffet today. We open it up to you, not just about what we're talking about, but what you want to talk about as well. And the Christmas song bracket extravaganza continues. Another matchup reveal. It's Bart and Hunt, ESPN Radio, and on the ESPN app.
Bart and Hunt.
On Alan Hunt, Bart Scott. ESPN Radio, Adam Schefter reporting the tests are confirming a torn ACL, which obviously ends the season for
Kyler Murray.
I'm doing it because as we're coming in, right, Lacto is typing it on the screen, like Adam Schefter, test confirmed season ending torn ACL 4, and then he stopped typing.
No, So
I'm assuming it's Kyler Murray, but because he stopped typing, I'm like, well, it could be, it's someone else?
So what happened was I had the DC people talk to me I was going to tell Bart to move the bag out of the way because it was getting in your shot.
I did that extra.
So you were doing it anyways. And it just got sidetracked.
It's amazing how Bart is figuring everything out now that the show is
literally like 2 days
nationally
left.
Coming to an end. Where Bart is like the kid on Big Daddy, but I wipe my own butt. like I figured out the clock.
Yeah,
I
finally did
it. I figured out. I know what I have to do now.
Yeah, he came in like all proud of himself.
Man. Yeah,
man. Yeah,
I was proud because in between the break, I was able to go make some tea, peppermint tea to help digestion. I just went boxing this morning, and I was able to heat up my boys.
Don't share more.
I was able to heat up my boys' lentil soup to the appropriate temperature.
Delish.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. See, isn't he the little kid from Big Daddy?
His blood sugar was going low, man. That's why he was getting lethargic, man. I was making sure my teammate blood sugar would come back up. See,
that was a sad scene.
He learned how to pee
social services was taking him away, and Adam Sandler is like feeling sorry, and as he's leaving, he's like yelling that to him.
He pees on the wall on his own now.
That's
and
the best, right?
Yeah.
What's your name? He'll write it on the wall. Very underrated Adam Sandler movie.
Sword fight.
That's the famous Jets, of course, line in that movie as well that you can't say on this air. All right. We'll get back to your calls, but we do have another matchup to get to in our Bart and Hahn Christmas song bracket challenge extravaganza presented by
No one yet.
Okay, so now we have the 5 versus 12 bracket. So just to update everybody, 3 versus 14, and again, the 3 seed had the opening round bye. All They Want for Christmas Is You, Mariah Carey versus Blue Christmas, Elvis. Ooh. Voting already underway on Bart and Hahn.
Are we going to
on
my
Twitter.
Favorite group from D'Twa?
4 is This Christmas, Donny Hathaway versus 13, Merry Christmas Baby, Otis Redding. That already available at Bart and Hahn to vote on Twitter. The next one up is a classic.
D'Twa?
The 5 seed, Bobby Helms.
Oh.
A classic. Every movie has this. Every reference to Christmas, this song comes on. Jingle Bell Rock. All right. It takes on another classic, but more of an edgier classic. Of course, The Boss, Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, yeah.
Not even a matchup.
I just don't think Bruce makes it.
Yeah, Bruce, what the hell are you thinking?
It's a good performance, but
he's doing too much.
Jingle Bell Rock just has that sound.
He overcooking the grits.
You think
man.
So?
He overcooking the grits.
Man. I mean, I thought this. I always. This is a good song. It's fun to sing this.
First
song.
First of all, the tamarine's too damn loud. Yeah. So let's bring the tamarine
too much.
Down.
We need more cowbell.
You can keep the horns, but the tamarine just,
that'd be a
just
saxophone?
Too much going on. Yeah.
Clarence Clemens, right?
Oh yeah, I love my boy Clarence.
Yeah. All right. So, anyways, that's now
play for
you can
Rainbow
vote.
Games.
You can vote at Bart and Hahn on those. We still have three more brackets to go for the rest of this show to get us into the quarterfinals tomorrow, where the top two seeds now jump in and are part of the fray. Let's grab some calls. 888-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's go to Joe in Florida. Joe.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. First of all, Alan, on the re-entry, you kind of reminded me of Les Nessman at the turkey drop, reading the banner for W-K-R.
It's so true.
P-W-K-R-P. Crack me up.
I'll tell you, Dr. Johnny Fever's face as he's doing that is hysterical. Like, he's like, they're all waiting for him to finish. Anyways, great reference.
It is. Yes, thank you very much. And we're aging ourselves a little bit, but for the kids in the audience, look it up on the YouTube.
Oh, man. Yes.
Hey, in an age where hypocrisy reigns and people kind of like to forget their bad takes, I want to give Bart a lot of credit for sticking to his freezing cold take like Frick stuck his tongue to that pole in the Christmas story. When the Eagles were starting their run, you're like, ah, no, Jalen Hurts. It reminds me of an old teammate of mine, Troy Smith. And I, as an Ohio State fan, heard that and called and was like, you got to, Bart, no. I love Troy. I love Troy Smith, man. Like, that's my dude. But Jalen Hurts is leagues better than Troy Smith. And it has continued. But you've stuck with it, man. You have stuck with it. You are looking for ways to cut Jalen Hurts down. Now you're even going, you know, Joey Burrow should be the MVP. As a Bengal fan, I'm like, I love Joey Burrow.
You know I hate Joe Burrow.
Yeah, but
I understand why. You should. He's fantastic, and he's going to own your lunch for the next 15 years.
Yes, and the Bengals aren't supposed to have nice things. That's the division I grew up in, and they're not supposed to have nice things.
But still, you know what? I'll tell you what, Joe.
I understand that.
Joe, we got to leave it right there. But he is, if anything, Joe, and thanks for the call, Bart is consistent. And that's all you ever ask for.
Yeah.
It's consistency. You stick by your take.
Troy Smith was better than people give him credit for.
Wrong.
He's a Heisman Trophy winner, too.
It can be.
What?
What do you mean, what? How wrong it can be.
And goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.